Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. New Explore More's Girl Scouts Sandwich Cookie. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida introduces a new cookie for the 2026 season called Explore More's, inspired by Rocky Road ice cream. This sandwich cookie features flavors of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond-flavored creme. Alongside favorites like Thin Mints and Samoas, Girl Scouts will sell Explore More's online, door-to-door, and at local booths. CEO Lisa Johnson emphasizes that cookie sales help girls develop essential skills and fund local activities. The Girl Scout Cookie Program, the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program globally, supports leadership development and community projects. In South Florida, the cookie season starts on January 12, 2026. Visit girlscoutcookies.org for updates on when Explore More's will be available.
Governor Moore and County Executive Brave Boy highlight South Lake as regional economic engine. Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Prince George's County Executive Isha Brave Boy recently visited the South Lake development in Bowie, highlighting its $1.3 billion investment and its role in generating housing, retail, and long-term economic growth for the region. The project, led by developer Gary Michael of NAI Michael, is expected to wrap up home sales within the next year, bringing new jobs and economic growth to the state and county. The development will feature a mix of national and local businesses, including Giant Food and Pharmacy, Sheetz, McDonald's, Chase Bank, Jersey Mike's Subs, and more. South Lake will also showcase local and minority-owned businesses, contributing to the economic growth of Prince George's County. With strong residential demand and a connection to Liberty Sports Park, South Lake is set to become a hub for residents, visitors, and businesses alike. UGI warns customers about calling phone numbers that may appear in online searches. UGI Utilities, Inc. warns customers about scammers creating sponsored online ads with fraudulent phone numbers. Some customers called these numbers to report gas leaks and were misled into thinking they had to pay for investigation. If you smell gas, evacuate and call UGI at 800-276-2722 or 911. There is no charge for UGI to investigate. For account issues, call 800-276-2722. The Federal Trade Commission cautions about such scams. Remember, only call 800-276-2722 to contact UGI. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers.
Road to Responsibility opens new residential program in Taunton. Road to Responsibility, one of the region's largest nonprofit organizations supporting individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, has opened a new residential program in Taunton, Massachusetts. Developed by Patriot Investment Corp., the single-story residence will house RTR members who have aged out of the educational system. This expansion provides opportunities for individuals on the waiting list for similar services through the Department of Developmental Services. The Taunton home offers 24-hour staffing, smart technology, and a supportive environment. President and CEO Christopher T. White expressed gratitude for the partnership with Patriot Investment Corp. as they continue to empower individuals to live more independently and with dignity. Learn more about Road to Responsibility at roadtoresponsibility.org.
New amenities at Brinton Clubhouse bring residents together at Maris Grove. Maris Grove's Brinton Clubhouse has undergone a renovation, adding more fitness space, programs, and intimate dining areas based on resident feedback. The project, completed in 2024, aims to foster camaraderie and friendship among residents. Marty, a resident, praises the upgraded fitness center and new dining venue, Markham's, for its smaller plates and social atmosphere. Common areas have been reimagined for pre-dinner cocktails and late-night games. The renovation also focused on enhancing experiences for both residents and staff members. Maris Grove continues to provide a vibrant lifestyle for retirees, with constant innovation to improve residents' quality of life.
Q&A with Jessica Delvecchio, Economic Development Manager for the Office of Economic Development, City of Boca Raton. Jessica Delvecchio, the Economic Development Manager for the Office of Economic Development, City of Boca Raton, has been instrumental in facilitating corporate relocation and expansion projects. Her finance background and government relations skills have helped attract businesses that contribute to the city's economic growth. The Office of Economic Development serves as a strategic partner for businesses, providing personalized assistance with permitting and tailored incentive packages. Boca Raton's success can be attributed to factors like a pro-business environment, skilled talent pool, and high quality of life. The city's strategic location, commercial office space, and diverse demographic mix make it a premier business destination. The office focuses on expanding businesses in sectors like aerospace, financial services, life sciences, and information technology. Boca Raton's quality of life, with its beaches, cultural amenities, and low tax rate, supports its economic development goals. The office provides support services for new businesses, including concierge assistance, financial incentives, and partnerships with technology development hubs and startup incubators.
Orange County United Way launches United 4OC 2030. Orange County United Way has launched United 4OC 2030, a 5-year strategic plan aimed at creating a stronger workforce, healthier economy, and improved well-being for all of Orange County. The goal is to generate 4 million moments of impact by 2030, encouraging community involvement through events, donations, volunteering, and mentoring. This initiative invites individuals, businesses, and leaders to join forces in addressing pressing issues. The plan focuses on initiatives like United for Student Success, United for Financial Security, United to End Homelessness, and 211OC to support vulnerable populations and promote long-term economic stability. Orange County United Way is dedicated to building a more resilient community for current and future generations. For more information, visit unitedwayoc.org.
Downtown Burbank announces 10 new restaurants and retailers, supporting influx of residents, visitors, and workers. Downtown Burbank has welcomed 10 new restaurants and retailers this year, catering to the growing number of residents, visitors, and workers in the area. Among the new additions are Tigawak, Chubby Dumpling, Jam Jam Tea Studio, and Lab Legree. These will soon be joined by Supreme Crab, The Melt, Ice Smash, High Intensity Pilates, Flow Wine and Coffee, and Fire Wings. The city and Downtown Burbank PBID have actively attracted these businesses to create a diverse environment. With 1,000 new housing units and 2 hotels on the way, the area is booming. First Street Village, with its modern apartments and retail spaces, is already a hit. Flow Wine and Coffee, a new concept by local residents, is set to open later this year, offering exclusive coffee and wines. The city's economic development team has programs in place to support businesses, making Downtown Burbank a thriving destination for all.
Cody Villalon, attorney at law, urges public to know their rights in Richmond criminal and traffic offense situations. Criminal defense attorney Cody Villalon urges Richmond area residents to know their constitutional rights when facing criminal or traffic charges. With over 15 years of experience and a dedication to compassion, dignity, and zealous advocacy, Mr. Villalon emphasizes the importance of remaining silent, having legal counsel, and receiving a fair trial. He warns that understanding and exercising these rights from the start can make a significant difference in the outcome of a case. Representing clients in a variety of offenses, Mr. Villalon's commitment goes beyond legal defense as he fights for a world where everyone is respected and their rights defended. With a focus on effective trial advocacy, skilled negotiation, and compassionate client service, Cody Villalon, attorney at law, is dedicated to protecting the rights of the accused in Central Virginia.
UGI upgrades set to begin in Catasauqua and provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Catasauqua on Monday, September 15th. This project is part of UGI's commitment to safety and reliability and offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Ray Street between 2nd Street and 15th Street, as well as North 12th Street. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with possible road closures and interruptions to gas service. The new gas main is expected to be installed by the end of November, with final paving to follow. To learn more about converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.